The death of a parent often means an accounting on the part of a child. That dramatic absence of a major force and influence can be quite complicated by the reservoirs of past experiences the death brings forth. Oakland, California poet Claire Scott beautifully illustrates this dangerous balancing act in her poem called No Need. No need to please him anymore. I can blast Simon and Garfunkel with impunity. Hello, darkness, my old friend. No need to skip sweets, sleep 8 hours, watch educational TV, lions in the Serengeti mostly yawning, or coarse-haired aardvarks in a country I never heard of in North Africa, near Cambodia. I've come to talk to you again. No need to listen to Pavarotti sing E luce van la stella for the 50th time, knowing he will be shot for the 50th time. No need to speak with perfect grammar, avoiding I feel badly, or I wish he was, because a vision softly creeping. Certainly no need to run 5 days a week, keeping score of yourself versus yourself, hoping to win. Left its seeds while I was sleeping. I can eat lemon meringue pie at 8 a.m., dipping and licking sticky sweetness, rubbing fingers on my pants, skip the gym, nap till 2, lounge all afternoon in striped pajamas, grab chocolate as needed, breaking bad reruns till 4 a.m., glasses of wine, who's counting? I don't. And the vision that was planted in my brain, he's like an incurable disease colonizing me, microbes spreading, duplicating their genetic message. It doesn't seem to matter that his ashes are scattered near the roads he ran. Still remains. He speaks to me across ethereal space from deep inside, my father, within the sound of silence.